Danny, after a promising start today, what went so drastically wrong?
Defending. It's a bottom line. You know, it's you can analyse lots of things, but defensively we were poor today. And I'm not talking about the back four. I'm talking about there's a group for 30 minutes. We were excellent today. You know, and I thought, you know, this is our day to really, really, really put our foot down on the gas, and we did for 30 minutes. I thought it was excellent. Should have had two or three goals, maybe four goals in that period of time. We had some great chances, but we didn't find the back of the net with any of them. And but that shouldn't be, you know, a reflection at the other end of the pitch, because, you know, from one breakaway we've had a free kick and they scrambled a goal in, and then another one, quick fire one straight after again. You know, and there's a group defensively that was poor, you know, and but second half, you know, we were never in it. You know, they got an early goal second half, and that game was over then, you know. But from where we are, you know, we have to take positives from something, and I think the first 30 minutes was fantastic at times. The rest of the game, you know, was poor in lots of areas, particularly our defensive work.
What do you put that down to? Is it a lack of discipline, concentration?
You can listen. There's lots of things you can put it down to, can't you? I think that you know, we didn't retain the ball well enough. We gave the ball away in simple areas and give it away too easily. Getting back in key positions as quick as we can, we didn't do that as well as we can do or have been doing. So it's accumulation of things, you know. And it's and I think something like that comes with conceding the goals that we did.
Was it key how quickly Adam Hamill got that third so shortly after half time?
Well, of course it was. I mean, we'd spoken about that exactly. You know, that you know, let's just stay, make sure we stay in the game, let's make sure we're nice and solid, and just see if we can get that first goal back again. Because, you know, it was one of them games today. It was an open game, and should we have got back in the game with a first goal, I think we'd have been a great chance. And what we did, we gave a sloppy goal away for the third one, and that was the end of the game.
Has anybody come out with any credit today? I thought Liam Lawrence on his first start did okay on the right-hand side.
He did, yeah. He did. Listen, there was one or two good performances, I have to say. You know, but that was all in the first 30 minutes or so. You know, after that, then I think we can all be questioned.
Psychologically, what does it mean dropping to the foot of the table this evening, Danny?
Well, it's not nice, but I think the only comfort in one respect is that we're not far away in the points wise. You know, we're still there in there fighting, and we will do. You know, going two games next week, I don't think anybody holds anything out for us. But that's where sometimes upsets are made.
Jim O'Brien missed out today, understand he was ill.
Yes, he was, yeah. He came in this morning not feeling well at all, so he was sent home, yeah.
And the incident right at the end of the match was Stephen Dawson. Did you see there was some kind of incident between himself and the fans where he had to be dragged away? That seemed a little unsavoury. Has he said anything about it?
I've not seen anything about it, no, but we'll look at it. You know, we'll have a look at it. Listen, passions are riding high, you know, in that respect. And, you know, we've got some very passionate players and we've got some very passionate fans, that's for sure. You know, and when you get results like this, it's not very easy to take.
In a way, is it good to have games against Nottingham Forest and Leicester coming up now, because they'll be a real challenge, but it might be what's needed?
They'll be good if we win. that's the one thing to look at it. You know, I think it's we'll have to, you know, reflect on that at 25 next week. But what we are looking forward to, you know, we have to look forward to the games, because you know that you can turn your season, or you can give people's different opinions every game that you play. You know, people have an opinion about us today. It might be different again next week.
Is this task as hard as you first thought it was going to be?
Yeah, there's never any doubt about that. You know, it's and as I said before, you know, that there's going to be things like this happen. You've got to put it to bed, and you can't dwell on it too much. It's happened. It's a bad day for everybody. We haven't played as well as we know we can and have been playing. But we've got to put it to bed. And the quicker we can get over it and start preparing for next week, the better.